I'm beautiful. Say it with a lot of more spunk. Say that you really believe it. You know? I am beautiful.
I am blessed.
All right, let's give the Lord a big hand. Thank you, Lord. I'm standing in front of a beautiful, blessed people. Let's be seated. You are beautiful because you're made in the image and likeness of God and you're blessed. How many of you believe that you have been blessed by the Bible in your life? Raise your hand. You believe that this book has blessed you? Amen? Well, the purpose of this talk and this feast is to make sure that you will get even more blessed. You like that? The purpose of this feast and of this talk is that you will get even more blessed, that this river of blessing go unhindered in your life, that you will receive more and more of a blessing of God through this book, the Word of God. This book is the greatest beauty kit in the world. It beats Avon, Max Factor, Sara Lee, Arlington, Paz. It is the greatest beauty kit because it comes from the greatest God of all who wants us to be beautiful. We're going to read from James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. If you can open your bulletins to that particular page. Are you ready? We're going to read together. I want you to open your heart now. Expand wide to receive what the Lord wants to speak to us. Together. Do not deceive yourselves by just listening to His Word. Instead, put it into practice. Whoever listens to the Word but does not put it into practice is like a man who looks in a mirror and sees himself as he is. He takes a good look at himself and then goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks closely into the perfect law that sets people free, who keeps on paying attention to it and does not simply listen and then forget it, but puts it into practice, that person will be blessed by God in what he does. Now, it says there on the second line, whoever listens to the word and puts it into practice is like a man who looks in a mirror. Now, this is the main analogy of James. The first principle, there are only two, and this is how basic you can get. There are only two steps of the way by which we can be blessed by the Bible. And the first is to listen to God's word. And I'm going to give you already the second one. It's somewhere later on. And that's to live God's Word. To listen and to live God's Word. There are three ways and steps by which we are to listen to God's Word. The first is to look intently into that mirror. The first step is to look intently. The man who looks intently into the perfect law. I'm going to ask the women here in this theater, how often do you look into a mirror? How often? As often as possible. How many of you women have this little mirror in your bag that you bring it out, you know, every time you feel insecure? Raise your hand. Come on, be honest. I'm not going to confiscate it, you know. I just want to know how important a mirror is to you. Okay, some women are very honest. Thank you very much. It's good. What do you do in front of a mirror? You know, you get your little lipstick and then you... You know, put foundation and powder and eyeliner and eyeshadow, put false eyelashes and put an eyebrow and, you know, all sorts of things. You know, the mirror says you've got a blackhead, so you squeeze it out, you know. You see a pimple, you try to fall in love. You know, you see a wrinkle, you ask God for mercy. Mirrors give you the state of your face. Yes? And you look at a mirror so that you will be, you want to become more beautiful. Amen? Right? Now the Bible, James says, is a mirror. That when you look at it, it gives you not the state of your face, but it gives you the state of your soul. And that if you want to be beautiful, you've got to look at the Bible and see your reflection and let the Word of God. The question is, will you allow the Word of God to evaluate you? Let's fill in the blanks for you, okay? Do I allow the Bible, the Word of God, to evaluate me? Do you want to be beautiful? Do you want your soul to be beautiful? Look at the mirror of the Word of God. The Word of God does not only tell you about who God is. The Word of God tells you who you are at this particular point. Is that clear? And it says, look intently. You know how you're going to look intently? How do you look intently? Have you ever received a love letter before? You have? Parang nahihiya yung iba, no? Umamin na, tatanggap na sila ng love letter. If you have not yet received a love letter, give me your name, I'm going to write you one later on. A love letter. Imagine this. You're a teenager. You don't have to imagine. You have to just recall. The first time you got a love letter, what did you do? You didn't want to open it first, right? You just kind of like kept it. I wonder what it says. Then you go to a corner and then you open it. And it's a small little note with little writings. One line. Dearest Joyce. Dearest Joyce. Hindi niya sinabi, Joyce, comma. Sinabi niya, Dearest Joyce. Ano kaya ibig sabihin nun? Hindi niya sinabi, Dear Joyce. Sinabi niya, Dearest Joyce. Thank you for being my friend and much more. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot? Ano ibig sabihin ng dot, dot, dot? You know, a love letter, you look at it intensely. You look at it in a very personal way. Love, Roger. Hindi niya sinabi, in Christ, Roger. Hindi niya sinabi, your brother in the Lord, Roger. Parang ako. Hindi niya sinabi, sincerely. Sinabi niya, love, Roger. I'm special to him. A love letter. Now, if you have not ever received a love letter in your life, you're wrong, because the Bible is the greatest love letter of all. And it comes from the greatest Valentino of all time, your God. He writes you this letter. And the way you read the Bible must be the way you read a love letter. Intensely. Every word, unlocking every word and finding out what every word means to you. It's personal. There's a scripture scholar who discusses a little interpretation about two Greek words on the word used in the Bible. And it's logos and rhema. Can you say that with me? Logos. Rhema. This is just one interpretation. There are a lot of interpretations. And I'm not saying that this one is correct and the others are wrong. In fact, at another talk, I may use the other interpretation, okay? But it fits what I want to say now, so I'm going to use it. Logos, let me be boring for a while. Logos is the eternal Word of God. It's the Alpha and Omega. The eternal, everlasting Word for all mankind. It is the truth. Say that with me. The truth. Okay. That's Logos. It is, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, with God, and the Word was God. It is the truth for all mankind. Rhema is the small truth. It's the now Word of God. It's not for all time. It's right at this particular moment. It's for this specific situation. It is for this particular person. It's a now Word. Are you getting me? I'll give you an example. God loves you. That's Logos. And you know about it. You've learned about it. You received it in your heart. God loves me. I know it. That's Logos. And it's a beautiful truth. It is the truth. But then on a particular day, November 30, I'm there sitting in my room, and I'm depressed, and I'm lonely, and I'm suffering, and I'm hard-pressed with life. And then I open the Bible. And then I read Jeremiah 31 verse 3. And it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And at that particular day, at that particular minute, the word of God jumps into my heart. My spirit is quickened. And it is as though God himself was in front of me. And God was saying, Bo, I know what you're growing through. And I want to tell you that I love you. The word of God, logos, becomes rema to me at that particular point. It strikes my heart. I am floored, overwhelmed, impacted by the word of God. Are you getting me now? Rema, the small truth, it comes from logos. If your rema does not come from logos, throw it away. It does not come from God. It has to come from logos. But rema is that specific word that you receive. Get it? A little bit? I'll give you another example. Let's say I tell all of you here in this theater, all things work for good to those who love God. Romans 8:28. All things work for good to those who love God. Clear? That's logos. But then I go down the stage and I say, Fem, I know what you're going through. I know what you're going through, Fem. And I know the problems in your job. And this is just make-believe, okay? It's not true. And Fem, God is working behind the scenes. He has something behind his sleeve. And you're going to find out what the devil wanted for your harm, he's going to do it for your good. All things will work for good for you. That's rema. It's specific for one person. Are you getting me? Okay? Got it now? Okay. Now my prayer is that every time you open the Bible, you would receive a rema from the Lord. Every time you receive a scripture time, have a scripture time, you would receive God's personal word for you at that particular time. Let's go to number two. Keep on looking intently. That's number two. That's how simple you can be. Because James says, and continues to do so. So first is, what? Look intently. Number two is, keep on looking intently. You've got to keep on doing that. Psalms 119 verse 97. How I love your law. I think about it all day long. You know that in the Old Testament, during the time of the Jews, they only had five books of the Bible. Five books of the Bible. Can you believe that? They had the Torah. They had the Pentateuch. Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. That's all they had. But all day long, they say, they study the Word of God. They have to keep on looking intently. It's the same way. When you have a love letter, you don't read it once. Right? You don't read a love letter once. Remember again, Joyce. She's in the jeepney. She's finished studying. Her teacher is boring. What does she do? She looks around, finds out if somebody will look at her. Finds out no one will. Gets to her pocket. Picks up that love letter again. Looks at it. Dearest Joyce. You look at it again. And again. And again. Let me give you an analogy of what I mean. There was this wife who tells her husband, honey, I have never ever heard you tell me that you love me. For a long, long time. You haven't told me that. And the husband says, listen carefully, he says, 30 years ago, in our honeymoon, I told you that I loved you. And that if ever I would change my mind, I would tell you. Well, I haven't. Now, wives, is the husband right? It's almost like this wife who would peek through the window every morning. Peeks, watches the neighbor, because the neighbors are so loving. This man, before he would leave for work, he would give a bear hug to his wife on the porch, you know, and then kiss her and then declare to the world, I love you, and then run to his car. Every morning, you know, this woman would look through the window and would peek and would watch with envy. And at this wonderful, loving, sweet couple. And then she couldn't take it anymore. One day her husband was about to leave and he said, "Honey, will you please look at your neighbors? Look how what he does. He gives her a hug. He kisses his wife. And then he says, 'I love you.' Why can't you do that? Why can't you do that?" And this man says, "I can't do that. Why? We're crying out loud. Honey, I don't even know that woman." Now, you don't have to take this word for me, but you see, I'm going down here, and I'm going to ask Didith, "Hi, whose baby is this?" Okay, Didith, how many times does your husband, Omek, tell you that the words, how many times does he say, "I love you," okay? Listen to the answer.
Every day.
Every day. Sobrang naman. Teka mo, ano?
Every time he hangs up the phone.
Bakit every day? Sobrang naman. I mean, every day? What does he do? Nakakasawa yun, di ba? Ano?
Of course.
I mean, ano, para hindi nakakasawa, ano, babago-baguhin niya yung boses niya. Minsan, matter of fact, "I love you." Minsan, yung mahangin na bedroom voice, "I love you." O kaya minsan, yung malambing, yung sing-songy, yung, "I love you." Pero hindi, pare-pareho rin yun eh. "I love you" pa rin yun eh. Why does a wife need to hear the word, "I love you," again and again and again? Pare-pareho lang yun eh. When he said, "I love you" yesterday, is it possible that it's, you know, for today and for the next 30 days? Cannot be? It's important for us to understand this point. Because Christianity is not a religion alone. Christianity is primarily a relationship. What am I saying? I'm saying that when you open your Bible and you say, "Ay, binasa ko na to. Ay, alam ko na yan, prodigal son. Ay, alam ko na to, beatitudes." You can't do that. You can't. Because Christianity is not just a religion. It's a relationship. And you need to hear the words, the basics of Christianity again and again and again. You can't sit in a feast and say, "Yan na naman yung topic, trust in God. Ay, yan na naman yung topic, God's love. Ay, yan na naman yung topic, prayer. Narinig ko na yan eh. Alam ko na yan eh. Nabasa ko na yan eh. I know that already." If you feel that way, there's something wrong with you. Because Christianity is about basics. Because Christianity is a relationship. You can never graduate from the basics. Never. I'll say that again. Never. Never. You need to hear those basics again and again and again. What if Didith there will tell her husband, "Omek, wag mo na sabihin, 'I love you' sa akin. Nakakasawa na. Iba naman. Yung hindi ko pa naririnig." What will Omek do? I can't say anything else. What do you want me to say? "Watashi mate amo, inibig kita, wa ay di." It's all the same. You need to hear the same thing again and again and again. God loves you. Have faith in God. Surrender. Repent of your sins. You need to hear it again and again and again. Look, I'm not saying you don't go for higher learning. I'm not saying you can't study Greek or Hebrew. I'm not saying you can't study contemplation from the mystics. I'm not saying that. You should. You should go and fill your mind and nourish your mind with the truth and learn about your faith. You go and do that. But never graduate from the basics, because it is the basics that will nourish your heart. Amen? And finally, you go into number 3. Not forgetting what he has heard. Remember what you have looked at. Remember what you have looked at. Number 1, look intently. Number 2, keep on looking intently. Number 3, remember what you have looked at. Let's go to Psalms 119 verse 11. Are you there? Let's read together. "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you? Memorizing the Word of God and bringing with you wherever you go. I'm going to give you 5 suggestions for daily scripture reading. They're free, they're legal, and they're non-fattening. Number 1, know where you are before you read the Bible. Know the questions of your heart and pose them before the Lord.
Bago ka magbasa ng Biblia, isipin mo muna ano yung condition ng buhay mo. Sa companion sa next year, 1998, meron isang kahon doon, makikita niyo, bagong addition sa companion, nakalagay, I feel dot, dot, dot. That word again.
You say, I feel sad, I feel happy, I feel excited, I feel heavy, or whatever. Get to know the condition of your heart. And then, ask yourself, bakit? Why do I feel heavy? Why do I feel grumbling? Why do I feel thrilled? Why do I feel happy? And then with all these concerns and questions, read the Bible. Nakuha niyo ba? What I'm saying is, don't go to your scripture time, you know, kakagising niyo lang.
Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 22, blah, 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 blah. Without knowing where you're coming from, without knowing the questions of your heart. Because what's going to happen is, if you know where you're coming from, and if you know the questions of your heart, the Lord may answer them through the scripture readings. He may give you rhema.
Claro ba?
This is so crucial. This is the most important suggestion, I think, I'm giving you for your scripture time. Number 2, always read the Bible with this question at the bottom of your heart. What is God telling me today? Personalize it. Sometimes I ask people, what has God been telling you through your scripture time? And they give me this blank stare on their face. Huh? What has God told you in your scripture time this morning? I read Jesus healed the lepers. That's it? Yeah. You know, they did not ask the question, pero ano doon? Ano yung mensahe ng Lord sa'yo ngayon? At that particular point, with this particular situation, what has God told you? Personalize it. 3, dirty your Bible. Be free to underline, put question marks, exclamation points, and actual phrases in the Bible. 4, write a prayer to the Lord after reading the Bible. Write comments, reflection, and questions, especially God's rhema for the day. Write a prayer. Discipline yourself to write something after you read the Bible. It's a love letter. Your lover wrote to you. Okay, respond. Write something. Sabihin mo, wala akong masulat eh. Isulat mo yun. Lord, wala akong masulat. Period. Discipline yourself to write something, no matter how short. Number 4, write a prayer to the Lord. I'm sorry, number 5. If there is a specific verse that has left the pages, see if the Lord wants you to memorize that particular verse. Write it in a small card and bring it with you. Second step, second principle, live God's Word. You look at the mirror, and if all you do is stare at this mirror and say, okay, I'm going to be beautiful now. I'm going to be beautiful now. And you look at the mirror 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I'm going to be beautiful now. I'm going to be beautiful now. Look at it. Yes, sir. Yes, it's happening. Okay. Will I be beautiful? Will I? No matter how much I stare at the mirror, it won't make me beautiful. Nothing. I've got to do what the mirror tells me to do. The Bible works in the same way. No matter how much I stare at the Bible, no matter how much I read the Bible, memorize the Bible, learn every Greek and Hebrew word in this book, it will not make me beautiful unless I do what it says. It's as simple as that. You cannot go more basic than that. Listen to the Bible and live the Bible. Sisters and brothers, we're going to read one last passage before we end. And that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. You saw it? You saw it? Let's read together. All of us then reflect the glory of the Lord with uncovered faces. And that same glory coming from the Lord, who is the Spirit, transforms us into His likeness in an ever greater degree of glory. When you look at the mirror of God's Word, the first thing the Bible will say is that you're beautiful. Right now, where you are, you're made in the image and likeness of God. You are lovable. You are beautiful. That's the first thing the Bible says. But as you look more intently, the Bible will say you can even be more beautiful. From one degree of glory to another. That's how I'd like to end. A proclamation of what the Word of God has been telling us. Say this with me. I'm beautiful. I'm more than pretty. Julia Roberts, eat your heart out. I am beautiful. But you know what? Come on. But you know what? I'm going to be more beautiful. Tomorrow, I'm going to be even more beautiful. Because the Word of God will make you beautiful. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sisters and brothers, we're going to have our offertory. Let's give our lives to God. Let's give to God what He deserves. Let's be generous to the Lord. Beautiful people of the Lord. Towards the offering and say this with me, Jesus, thank you so much that we had something to offer to you. Lord God, multiply our resources so that we will be even more generous. Heavenly Father, we thank you for using this for the expansion of your kingdom. And we bless you as you bless us even more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Worship your name. We're ending Shepherd's Voice Month today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read together with you the mission statement of Shepherd's Voice and the vision statement, 2020 vision of Shepherd's Voice, our ministry, our publications, media ministry. So if you have these little cards with you, let's read together. If not, you can repeat after me. Ready? Our mission is to share God's Word, through media, as widely, effectively, and creatively as possible. And our 2020 vision is that by the year 2020, we dream of Shepherd's Voice reaching 5% of the Philippine population. With Kerygma and other feature magazines printing 1 million copies. Didike and Gabay and other daily reflection guides printing 3 million copies. Companion and other scripture diaries printing 1 million copies. Audio tapes and books selling 50,000 copies per title. And a weekly TV show reaching 5 million viewers. The goal of this vision is to bring as many Christ-like disciples to Jesus on the last day. And this vision shall be fulfilled. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.